Okay, so this is a little bit of a detour from the Gemara on Pei Dalet Amud Beis about Shlichus HaYaakov Dinan. We're going to the Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh, and we're going to end up with the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos. So we're starting in Perek Hei in Kiddush HaChodesh, the first three halachos and the last one. So the Rambam sets out the requirements that basically, essentially two things. There's two requirements here. One is in for the Re'iyat, to Mekadesh Shav, based upon the, with Eidim when they see the moon. And the two requirements are Sanhedrin and Eretz Yisrael. Sanhedrin or Beis Din Smuch and Eretz Yisrael, that's the Rishus of the Sanhedrin. Those are the requirements, okay? The two things, Sanhedrin and Eretz Yisrael. Now, when there's no Sanhedrin, then there's Halacha Moshe Sinai. Halacha Moshe Sinai has a situation when there's a Sanhedrin, then you do it based upon the Riyah. But when you don't have the Sanhedrin, you lose that requirement, that condition. So then you have it based upon the cheshbon, the calculations that we do. Okay. And the Rambam says that basically that situation of the kriya based upon the re'iyah, the edim, essentially went until the end of the, towards the end of the Gemara, right through the through Mishnah to Tanaim and then to Amoraim, at least part of the period of Amoraim. And then basically, at that point, they switch from the re'iyah, the right, the seeing of the edim, seeing the moon, to the cheshbon itself, the calculations. Okay, but and that's halacha Moshe Sinai. That's halacha Moshe Sinai. That when you have Sanhedrin, you go by the re'iyah. When you don't have Sanhedrin, you go by the cheshbon. Right. But then in the end of the parak, it's all parak Hei in Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam says that this cheshbon that we're doing, everybody does, saying we're just doing it in the B'nai Chutz La'aretz, we're just doing it as a Gilei Milsa. We're just doing it in order to figure out what exactly they were holding. What's the cheshbon? But not because our cheshbon is what's koveya. The Halacha Moshe Sinai is that when there's no Sanhedrin, you koveya in the cheshbon, but not the cheshbon abstract. It's the cheshbon of the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. So the requirement of Eretz Yisrael never goes away. That can't go away. It's always at Sanhedrin, there's a halacha Moshe Sinai which deals with the fact that you might not have Sanhedrin all the time. But there's no halacha to deal with the situation of Eretz Yisrael. So the kviyas of the Rosh Chodesh and the Ibor Shana is always based upon Eretz Yisrael, right? Always based upon the cheshbon of B'nai Eretz Yisrael kviyasam. They're the ones who are always koveya when Rosh Chodesh is, or when the Yom Tovim are, and all those things. That goes by Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz La'aretz follows Eretz Yisrael. It's just Eretz Yisrael itself has two states, one with Sanhedrin, one without Sanhedrin. And then the Halacha Moshe Sinai shifts it from the Re'iyah to the Cheshbon when there's no Sanhedrin, but it's the Cheshbon, the calculations of B'nai Eretz Yisrael. It's just that we know the calculator, the method they use. And then from Chutz La'aretz, we can figure out what they're doing based upon the fact that we can make the same calculations they do. And therefore, we know that they were koveya today is Rosh Chodesh, or this is a holiday. And therefore, when we do the calculations, we're not doing anything. We're just really figuring out what they're doing, and they're the ones who are koveya. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Yaakov.
What exactly are the calculations? Is it the same as the law?
No, I don't think that it's part of the whole Kiddush HaChodesh. Is essentially, it's like that system. Ram has it over here.
I thought it was the Eidus system.
The what?
I thought Kiddush HaChodesh was dealing with the Eidus system.
No, he also has the whole Chodesh in here. Yeah. Long. Right. He has a system of figuring out where, you know, how to make it. How to make the Chodesh, when to do the Yipur Shana. Right.
So, is the law based on the Chodesh?
I think so, yeah. Okay. I think so. Okay, so right, but that's important is to realize there's intrinsically in the Doraisa there's two criteria, Sanhedrin and Eretz Yisrael. And the Halacha Moshe Sinai deals with a situation when there's no Sanhedrin to switch to the cheshbon. But it doesn't deal with situations in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Okay, good. So far so good?
We still hold on. So if there's no Sanhedrin, but there is Eretz Yisrael and everyone
then you switch to the cheshbon, and it's to be koveya. B'nei Eretz Yisrael koveya on the cheshbon, and we follow their kviyas.
Who's koveya?
B'nei Eretz Yisrael are koveya.
Just every individual.
I guess it's the Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that's to me the problem.
Yeah.
Right. In Halacha Yigimel, Hey Yigimel, the Ram just says, Lo b'cheshvin shalanu anakovim, v'lo lav anasomchen, v'yon t'yaz anchotzarts, v'yon anasomchen, ala cheshvin b'nei shal v'kviyasam. He says the b'nei shal v'kviyasam. Right?
Yeah. Does that mean
You know, the problem is in Paragit and Halacha Gimel there, he said, when did they switch to the Cheshbon? Presumably that means Sanhedrin, like a real basin, right? Right? Okay. So, the simplest shot is B'nai Eretz Yisrael means, I think it's like, do you need smukham? You need a basin of smukham. You definitely don't need Sanhedrin with the cheshbon. So I guess you just need the. We'll see the Sefer Mitzvos. We'll see how he says the Sefer Mitzvos. Good question. Okay, so we're starting just the first half around the Sefer Mitzvos, Kufnim Gimel Mitzvos Asay. So Ram basically again sets up the two requirements, Sanhedrin and Eretz Yisrael. And he's really going to go into the din of Eretz Yisrael and the Sefer Mitzvos a little bit more thoroughly. And he says that basically in Eretz Yisrael, it's God, the halacha is dafka gabi Eretz Yisrael, except you can have a bezin who's samach in Eretz Yisrael, right? I mean, they got smicha in Eretz Yisrael. They have to shasachak, they can leave Eretz Yisrael. But just like they, most of the time, they never did that. It was just because she gadol, they were forced to. And like a story through Bikiv and the Gemara, you had to do it once or whatever, they're running away. I guess probably Bar Kokhba rebellion or something like that. So that's the only case that they can really do it. So what kind of halacha is that? Is it has to always be in Eretz Yisrael, but if the B'shas Adchak, you can go chutzlar to chutzlar as long as it's based in Hussamach, but only it's got to be like really you're forced to, and then it's got to be up Hirov. They never did it that way. Like, what kind of halacha is that? Like, what is like Likachila? Like, in general, Daraisa is what's halacha. So it sounds like Daraisa, you need a based in Hussamach and Eretz Yisrael, and they could do it even in chutzlar. What kind of halacha is that Daraisa? They have to try to do it in Eretz Yisrael as much as they can, and most of the time they have to do it, but if isolated cases, what's the definition of that, right? Okay, so it would just seem that the concept is that that essentially it's the Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael who's doing it. And if, like, once they go to Eretz Yisrael, if they go there b'kvias, they would go to Chutzlar, it's b'kvias, then they become, it's true, they're musmachim in Eretz Yisrael, that's where they got their smicha from, the smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael, but they become like a Beis Din of Chutzlarts once they convey themselves to Chutzlarts. So they have to retain their identity as being a Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael, who's temporarily outside of Eretz Yisrael now. That will still work. But like if they do it frequently, or they're convey themselves to Chutzlarts, or they're not a Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael, so then it's because of Shem of Chutzlarts. Right? So it doesn't need to be in Eretz Yisrael, but it's got to be done by a Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael. So how are you based in Eretz Yisrael if you live in Chutz La'aretz? You're not. So it's got to be that it's a based in Eretz Yisrael who always lives in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, they generally do this in Eretz Yisrael. Just one time in isolated cases, they go up Chutz La'aretz, then it retains its identity as being a based in Eretz Yisrael who's doing it. Okay, so it's not really halacha of like the makom of Eretz Yisrael intrinsically, like the ma'isa kiddush must be in Eretz Yisrael, as much as the makom of Eretz Yisrael defines the based in. As a Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael. They're Musmach in Eretz Yisrael, and they're a Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael. And even if in an isolated case, because of Tchak, not because they chose to, because they're forced to go to Chutz La'aretz, then basically it still retains their identity as basically a Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael happens to be operating temporarily because of exigencies in Chutz La'aretz. And that doesn't remove their shame of being a Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael. But if it wasn't Shas HaChak, or they're Kovei themselves there, and in general, then they really would become a Beis Din of Chutz La'aretz, and that's not good. That wouldn't work. Because it's got to be the shame in the Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael. Right? And the way you retain the shame in the Beis Din as being a Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael is, right, I guess, three things. One is their Musmachim Eretz Yisrael. That's where they got the Shmicha. That's where they became, appointed to be Dan. That's number one. Number two is they always function Eretz Yisrael. They're not set up in Chutz La'aretz. It's just an isolated case. They happen to be outside. And three is they're only outside of Eretz Yisrael because they're forced to because of the circumstances, but not by choice. So if you have those three criteria met, then essentially the way you define the situation, it's based on Eretz Yisrael being Mekadesh, the Chodesh, and the fact they happen to be temporary outside of Eretz Yisrael doesn't really redefine them. They're still defined as the Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael, and it's good. Because that's the Daraisa. You really need the Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael to do it. And nobody else can really do it. It won't work. It simply doesn't work in Chutz Laaretz. Okay, so the Rambam continues in the Sefer Mitzvot. Says he has a big point that's Yesod in the Yesod Gadol, Yesod Semuna. And nobody, they don't understand, they don't get it unless you're like, you're deep in Amamikim B'chachma. Seems like he's very, very excited about this point. Is that our Cheshbon, again, goes to this idea that our Cheshbon is just a Gilim Nosa. And the real Kvias is going about the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. They're the ones who are Koveya. And it's on their Kvias that they're, or that we're relying. They're the ones who really make it. And it doesn't even make a difference. He brings in that halacha that even if they make a mistake, I think it comes from the story of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. See, if they make a mistake and they do it wrong, they're forced to do it. They error, whatever it is. It doesn't make a difference. Like, you have to have a national calendar. The national calendar goes by them. And you know, whether they made a mistake or not, that's the reality of the Chag is based upon them. They're not just figuring it out. They're the ones who are creating it. Okay? We actually have touched about it in the beginning of the year, actually. We got into that question. I forgot why it came up. And then right, the Rosh Hashanah stuff, maybe something like that. We got into that a little. So like they're the ones who are really creating the calendar, creating the Right. So you see this, it's they're the ones who are making it. Whether even if they get it wrong, right? Like Shabbos is a good example. Shabbos, gracious. Everybody makes a mistake and they do the wrong day, they make Sunday into Shabbos, doesn't count, right? You can't do that. You can't change Shabbos. Shabbos is still Shabbos, whether or not everybody gets it right or wrong. You don't create the Kedusha Shabbos. You figure it out. You count 7 to 6 days and make the 7 day Shabbos. But Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Tovim, no, it really, the ones who create the calendar, create Rosh Chodesh, create the holidays, that's basically, that's the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. When it's Sanhedrin, it's through the Riyah, and when afterwards it's not Sanhedrin, then it's through the Bnei Yisrael, the Kriya of the Cheshbon. And what we do in Chutz Laaretz, it's simply Gilim Mils. We're just figuring out what they're doing. It's a simple method. We could call them up or we could just do the calculations ourselves and we'll know when they were Koveya. Okay, and that's a super deep point. Understand it, you know, and he's about to go and explain it and make everything complicated, right? But basically at this point, okay, no, right, you don't really say have a problem. Yeah.
So he said that based on the established.
Okay, so now we get to the really difficult part. Ram says he's going to explain things for us, which doesn't make it too clear. But he gives a muscle. If Bnei Eretz Yisrael were totally removed from Eretz Yisrael, then he has this funny thing. He says, God forbid that should ever happen, because you've already been promised that that Klal Yisrael will not be entirely obliterated as a nation. Okay, and it's not clear. Okay, we have a haftacha that Klal Yisrael won't be obliterated as a nation. There would never be. So Yimchav Yisharis the Sheres Umu Legamri, and Kavach refers to Pesukim in Yirmiyah, Lamed Aleph. Pasuk Lamed Hey, Lamed Vav, but that doesn't quite show you that that Jews won't be removed from Eretz Yisrael itself. It's like hard to understand exactly why he thinks there's a haftacha that Jews will always remain in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but let's leave that as a question for now. And so imagine, for God forbid, that there are no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. Velo Yesham Beis, and there was no Beis in Eretz Yisrael. Right, and you didn't have the idea of a base in Chutz Laaretz. Base was Nismach and Eretz Yisrael. We keep a situation. So then our Cheshbon wouldn't do anything, because our Cheshbon is simply a Gilim Milsa to figure out what they're doing. But the Kfiyas is really coming from them, and if they weren't there, then the whole thing wouldn't work. Right. Okay. So basically, what the problem is it sounds like the Rambam is really saying. The question is, again, is even granted you need Eretz Yisrael, and you can't do without Eretz Yisrael. But there's, and so what do you do with Manazet? Like, this is to some degree the problem that we're having in the Sugya of Shlichusayukav, you know, by the requirement of Elohim and Mismachim in order to be done, Havals, right, the Havals and Hodos, things like that, or Nizkeshtor. So if you need Elohim, and that's only in Eretz Yisrael, based on Eretz Yisrael, so even if you want to say the case of our Sayyid of Shlichus, where's the Mishaleach, right? And if you want to say over here that you need it to be Kaveh the Chodesh, you need a Beis Din Samach Eretz Yisrael, you need the Bnei Eretz Yisrael to be there. So what would you do if there's nobody there? So there's really two ways to resolve it. One is just to say, one way is to say that it's the original Beis Din who set up the calendar, who set up the Luach. They were Mekadesh every single Rosh Chodesh and every single Yontif from then until the end of the days. And that was an Eretz Yisrael, and that was a Beis Din, that was Mishmachim. They had the ability to do that, and they were Koveya based upon the Cheshvan. And we're just, and now, basically now, the B'nai Chutzlar and B'nai Eretz Yisrael are on the same boat. We're all just doing Gilim Mel Sabalma because the Kiddush actually occurred in the past by that Beis Din, the Beis Din of Hillel, you know, Hillel the Amora, I guess, who set it up. That's one approach. But the Rambam, and it's, you know, I think the standard way to think about it, but the Rambam in the, over here, in the Sefer Mitzvot, is clearly saying not. Because if that's the case, it wouldn't really make a difference if the B'nai Eretz Yisrael went away, because it was already set up, it was already nikva. So it sounds like he's saying is that it's that really you need the B'nai Eretz Yisrael to be there, you know, and to have a Beis Din there, right? Have a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. And then our cheshbon is a Gilui Milsa. The problem is, like Kavach points out, is he says it's mash makan shachora shal bezin hachshuvim hasmuchim. Right, it sounds like it's the bezin who's musmach now in Eretz Yisrael. They're the ones doing it. It's kila davanenu in a kayamin, but it's what are we doing? We don't have that. It doesn't seem like there's a bezin smuch in Eretz Yisrael who's been kovei this, right? And it's and again that question you raise is that you need a bezin smuch in Eretz Yisrael for the cheshbon, or just you need the B'nai Eretz Yisrael? There's like some sort of thing the Rambam says, if there's no, it's the kviyas of the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, sometimes he says it's the Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael. Kind of goes back and forth between Beis Din and the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. So which one is it? Is it the B'nai Eretz Yisrael? Is it the Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael? And you know, that other question we have is that why the Rambam saying Naftach is that the Ummah won't go away. How does it help you with Eretz Yisrael to some degree? And that's a really hard problem. Right, so basically the confusion is if you're going to learn like the Rambam, that based upon the reality, what do you do if the reality is we don't really have a Beis Din Smuch in Eretz Yisrael, B'smanasa? So who exactly has been Mekayis HaKodesh, right? That's the problem. And it's the same problem we ran into is if you say Shlichus Ayikav Dinan, it's really Shlichus, so then how can you really have a Shlichus from the past? You know, it's even worse, I think, by Arsiga in Bava Kamma, because somehow maybe you can imagine that the obeisin can be kaddish future months using the cheshbon, which is strange, but like maybe you can do that, be ma'abre future years. But shlichus really demands that the mishalech be alive. There's no such thing as a shlichus with the mishalech is dead. So that seems to be even more difficult to have a shlichus from the past to help you out with the future, right? So if you somehow learn, right, I think this is what Dov thought, if you somehow learn that the shlichus of B'nai Eretz Yisrael would somehow extant, then you could resolve these problems, right? Okay. So let me try to develop the point a little bit, and then we'll give Dov a chance here. Okay. Okay. I think like this is, and again, I'm not really holding in this area. I didn't really start looking at these things yesterday. The suggestion, and it could be that I'm missing certain facts here, but to try to put these two things together using the idea we were saying yesterday is that the idea is the B'nai Eretz Yisrael when they're in Eretz Yisrael, so it's the idea of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is a permanent entity, a permanent feature of the world. Okay, and that's like why the Rambam is bringing in this Haftacha, where the Haftacha is, and I think Kavach is right, referencing like the comparison between the laws of nature and between Klal Yisrael, is that Klal Yisrael, because of the Haftacha through Nevuah, is B'nai Yisrael become like a feature, you know, a feature of reality. That we're, oh, it's like a permanent nation that's always going to be there. The other nations of the world come and go, but we stay forever. Okay, and therefore the halacha recognizes Klai Yisrael as a different entity. Like we said before, Chata Tzibur Lo Mesa, the Tzibur never dies. You know, the Tzibur of Klai Yisrael is a permanent fixture in the world. Now, that Tzibur has a Beis Din, right? It's Klai Yisrael has to have a Beis Din. Now, whether or not that Beis Din, the positions, right, the institution, the position, the office of the Beis Din of Klai Yisrael exists, and the B'nai of the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, that's our country, that's our land. The position exists. Whether or not it is currently being filled by people who are capable of filling it and ready to fill it is a different question. But the institution exists, okay, in abstract. Okay, it's like, a senator dies. So you have to have a special election to fill the seat. But the seat exists, right? The seat of the senator exists. It's just not currently filled by anybody. But there is the seat, right? There is that position. You know, there's every state has two seats, and then there's a seat. It's just an empty seat. So in a certain sense, like, there is the Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael. It's just empty, okay? It's just empty. There's nobody filling it right now. So maybe like this. Maybe you say the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Okay, what's the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai that you go from Re'iyah to Cheshbon? Right, from the when Sanhedrin is around, you go for you do up here. When Sanhedrin is gone, you go by based on the calculations. Okay, is that it's what it's saying is it's always really going by the Beis Din. There's just two types of Beis Din. There's the actual Sanhedrin when you have people there who can be mekabel the edus and they're mismachem and they could really they're really capable of taking in the edim and investigating them mekash up here. And then there's when you don't have that. Lachom Hashem Sinai shifts it to the Cheshbon. The Cheshbon means, in a sense, that the Beis Din is doing it, even though it's not currently being filled by people. But it's Cheshbon is a kind of a thing that the office of Sanhedrin, the office of the Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael, it could do it automatically. So it's like almost like you're setting it up on autopilot, automakadesh. Okay, it's like, you know, it's like you set up auto pay. So the thing, it just does it every single month. You set up an auto pay thing. It's like you set up an automakadish based upon a cheshbon. It's because it's an algorithm, because it's a cheshbon, it's a calculation. So you can do that. That's the kind of thing you can set up that it should automatically do. But what's going on is like the office of the institution of the Beis Din, the Eretz Yisrael, is being makadish the chodesh every single month. Okay, it's like doing it. It's happening. It's like, but they set it up to automatically run. It's not that what they did the first Beis Din, so we call Hillel's Beis Din. It's not that they themselves were mekadesh it every single month from the past. It's but they set it up that this is like they set up that this institution is going to automatically be mekadesh it every single month, and they were able to do that. They set it up, and that works automatically. And even if that the you don't have particular individuals filling the role, filling the office of the Beis Din, you still can have the office of the Beis Din will still do it because it's been set up to automatically run. Okay? But that only works if you actually have Jews, B'nai Eretz Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael. If you didn't have, it only would make sense. Like if it would only make sense because Israel never goes away and you have Jews. If you have Jews, then you could say there's an institution. It's like saying that there's the office of the senator, the office of the presidency, as long as America exists. Once if America stops being a civil war breaks down, if it's taken over, whatever it is, you know, the continent sinks into the sea, you can't say there's an office of the president of the United States. You need the United States here. Then you could say there's the office. You know, so because it's been Eretz Yisrael and because Jews are a permanent feature of reality, then you can have like this institution which is not filled. And that an institution can act automatically al pi cheshbon to mekadesh the chodesh, okay? And they can grant that. And then they can set up takanos that this is what's going to always happen every single month of mekadesh al pi chodesh, okay? Because Klai Yisrael exists and that office exists even though it's vacant, and that's halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai to switch from Re'iyah to cheshbon. But it's always Eretz Yisrael and it's always the Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael. Just sometimes you have a set, just sometimes you don't. But the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is shifting it from particular people accepting particular edim based upon the Re'iyah to an automatic system of cheshbon based upon the Beis Din. Okay, so it works automatically. You do it based on cheshbon, and you could set it up to run automatically. doesn't have to be run automatically. It could just be cheshbon, but you know, from the base dinner shall not if you don't have Sanhedrin. But that kind of a thing, a cheshbon, you could set up to be an auto mekadesh, okay, to do it every single month. And I think with that, you can use the shlichus idea also. Shlichus ayikav dinan is they set up that the shlichus, okay, that the beizdins of chutz la'aretz could do be done hodalas and avos and this geshor and all these other things which we'll get to. They set it up as like as a permanent feature of what the beizdin of Eretz Yisrael, the musmachim of Eretz Yisrael, the Elohim of Eretz Yisrael is giving. The shlichus is appointing these people to do for them. So these other batei dinim are doing the shlichus of the Elohim of the base in Eretz Yisrael, even though there aren't any particularly musmachim in Eretz Yisrael nowadays, right, to do it. But that doesn't mean there isn't the institution of the base in Eretz Yisrael and of the Elohim in Eretz Yisrael, and they're the ones, and that institution is giving the permission, is being mishalayach, is giving the shlichus. Or has that general will set up to, that anybody, that any base of chutz la'aretz who's qualified can be done these things, and the institution exists, this man has that, and they're the ones who could be, and that institution is mishalech, right? I'm not sure, but it'd be like, for example, if the president, if the for whatever reason you don't have the president, you can't forget who it is, but the ambassadors don't all of a sudden go away. The ambassadors are sent out from the president to these foreign nations, right? And even if there's no, you don't know who the president is, you can't figure it out, there's temporarily no president, it doesn't mean that that the ambassadors, the shlichus of the ambassadors is gone, is batel. No, because the shlichus is coming from the office of the presidency, right? And now a new president can retract that or whatever it is, but the shlichus is totally on the actual office, not the individual of the president. Okay, so to hear, the shlichus of chutz, the beis din of chutz la'aretz is coming from the institution of the Elohim in Eretz Yisrael, the beis din of musmachim in Eretz Yisrael. Even if you don't have any particular musmachim anymore, that shlichus still exists, is still maintained. Okay, so I think that's, you know, a way to resolve this Ram and Kiddush HaChodesh, and also a way to resolve our sugya in Bava Kamma. Okay, so listen to it's the Rebbe gave a Tavuah Shir on Kiddush HaChodesh, 1989. It was Halacha 105-106. He takes up this problem, and he wants to say that there's two ideas in Sanhedrin. One is Sanhedrin acting as a base in its own right, and the other is like Sanhedrin is the Ene Eda, or the representatives of Klal Yisrael. So really over here, he's saying it's not really Halacha of Sanhedrin as a base in its own right, because then once they're gone, how does there's no Sanhedrin nowadays? You don't have it. There's no people in Mishmachem. You don't have that. So the whole thing's not going to work. The whole Rambam Seir Mitzvahs makes no sense. So rather, you must say that the real Chiyuv Kiddush HaChodesh is Chal and Klal Yisrael, right? B'nai Yisrael. Yes, the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, not just Klal Yisrael, but B'nai Eretz Yisrael. And Sanhedrin is the representatives of the Klal Yisrael and the representatives of the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Now it's true you don't have Sanhedrin, but you have something else. So Sanhedrin really is like the Ine Ha'eda. They're the Ine Ha'eda means like they're the ones who can see, because they're the Chachma Yisrael, and they're the ones who the Chachamim are the ones who lead the people, and they're the ones who make these decisions. And when you have these types of things involve mathematics, calculations, certain things, you don't just give over to the Hamonam, but you give over to the Chachma Yisrael, the Ine Ha'eda. So that's really Sanhedrin. That's really the highest court. That's where the great Chachamim are on, the great Chachamim Yisrael, on the Sanhedrin. But if you don't have Sanhedrin, you don't lose the institution of the Chachamim Yisrael. There's still a phenomenon like that. There's the Hamonam and the Chachamim Yisrael, and they form a halachically recognized institution, and they really represent the views of Torah, the views of Klal Yisrael, and the leaders of the people, right? Bima Malachim Yimlochu. And the Raya is in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, I think it is. Rambam's, yeah, something like that. The Rambam brings down the idea that that if we, even though if you lose smicha like we have lost today, you could reinstitute if all the Chachmei Yisrael get together and they agree, and they reinstitute smicha, to see that this idea of smicha, and it even though smicha must be ish mipish for back to Moshe Benu from Mipi Agvura, right? It's where it comes. You need like a chain. So how can the Chachmei Yisrael really really bring it back. You see somehow that it doesn't just like stop smicha, but it takes on a new form. From the official positions of smicha, it becomes dispersed to the chachmei Yisrael, like a new form of it. But then you can reinstitute it in a concrete manner to actual smicha. So the point is, there is this institution in the middle which bridges that gap from the original smicha to the new instituted smicha, which we haven't done yet, but because you can't get everybody to agree, the Rambam says, that hasn't changed. But you see the chachmei, the reason why Ram says, what's the problem? Why is everybody so scared that the smicha is going away? They said the reason is because you can't get everybody together to agree on everything. You know what I mean? But everybody has to agree. So that's impossible. Or I should say impossible. It just hasn't happened. So you see there is this institution, halachically, of the Chachmei Yisrael, right? And that's, they have a real halachic phenomenon. They have the ability to bridge the gap of smicha. So here too, when you don't have Sanhedrin, but you still have the Chachmei Yisrael, and they're the ones, the Rambam means, who are being kovei the Chodesh based on the Cheshbon. The Bnei, the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, they're the ones who the Kriyas is going to, according to, not the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, and they're a real halachic institution. And if there was no Arab people in Eretz Yisrael, I guess there was no Klal Yisrael, whatever it is, so I guess the Rebbe didn't take up that point, then you're right, it wouldn't work. But it's essentially the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael who are doing it now. Okay. So I'm just, you know, I don't know if I've heard this year. Certainly, I haven't heard it recently. I kind of add in a little bit of my own points. I'm not sure. Just try to, based upon what Dov told me. So it could be Rebbe said something different, you know, slightly different, entirely different. But based upon that, that's more or less, is that what came out, Dov? Something similar to what I said?
Yeah.
Okay, something similar, something more or less. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot more.
It's 2.5 hours of Shavuos here. Yeah. So this is just one point we're trying to pull out from it, you know? Yeah. I would just say that if you say that with this little twist I'm trying to add, maybe you could say the same thing for the Shlichus Ayuk Avdinan, is that you can say that the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael are an entity. There's like smicha itself has two forms. The original form of smicha, and the way it's supposed to be, is where there's like a particular dayan, and he gives smicha to another, his talmidim, or whatever it is, and he gives them the shush to be dan, and the dina knossos, whatever it is, and he gives, so it's like a particular concrete chain from Moshe Rabbeinu down to Yeshua to the Zakenim, and you could follow the particular chain. But when you lose the particular chain, you don't have any of the concrete smicha. It doesn't just go away. Like, there's still a mesorah here of dinim and things like that, but it becomes dispersed throughout the Chachmei Yisrael. Okay, so there's nafkaminas, maybe you can't do dina knossos, things like that, but there is this institution of the Chachmei Yisrael. And so maybe since like there's no particular person who necessarily represents it, it becomes a more of an abstract idea of the Chachmei Yisrael. And just like they're the ones who are these guys, it's the Chachmei Yisrael. You know, it's nobody in a sense, it's not like a formal institution like a Sanhedrin, where I can appoint members and then that body can start doing things, because I can't, it's not a formal institution in the same sense. It's not a concrete thing with 71 appointed members that can actually, you know, do particular actions. It's more like this Chachmei Yisrael. It's again, like an amorphous type of institution of the Chachmei Yisrael, but it exists and it's real. And they can be giving their shlichos. They have a ratzon, and their ratzon is that the people in Chutz La'aretz can be done hodas and avos. But like, because there is that real institution who is the ones kovei the chodesh, according to like Rabbi's explaining the Rambam, they're the kovei the chodesh every single month. So they're the ones who give out the shlichus, and like they retain that powers of Elohim, because that you see smicha works. They can reestablish smicha. Apparently they're considered an Elohim. It's just that there's no particular person you can say, oh, he's the Chachmei Yisrael, he has the right to do it. So it's this general body, and they can give out the shlichus that to allow you to do hodos and avos and whatever they allow you to do. You understand? So it's like anybody doing it nowadays is really working from the shlichus of the Chachmei Yisrael, who are considered Elohim, because Elohim is this idea of, you know, Sarara, or whatever, we'll get to it in the next week, but it's this idea of that smicha, and it's smicha is really just taking another form of the Chachmei Yisrael, right? So it's not good enough for any particular individual to actually be an Elohim and to be dan, dina knossos and things like that. But on the other hand, it's sufficient for that body, the abstract body of Chachmei Yisrael, to be mishak, give a shlichus to other people to do a limited type of dinim like hadas and avas and things like that. Okay, so I think if you just take what Rebbe's saying and add in that one idea, the fact that there are institution and that institution Rebbe's raya was that it comes from smicha shows you that it really is this idea of smicha and musmachim. It's just in a much more amorphous body of the Chachmei Yisrael, and therefore it has obviously major nafkamin is that no particular individual can just don dina knasa. It's going to be the whole thing. But it's sufficient to mekayis hakodesh, for that body to mekayis hakodesh, and sufficient for that body to be givat shlichas, to be don hadas and avos. Thank you, Yaakov. Okay. So this, I'm saying, this body Chachmei Yisrael, they have the srar. Because you see, they can appoint somebody to be don dina knasas and give them smicha, and they get don dina knasas. They can mekayis hakodesh. They can tell you it's Yom Kippur, you can't eat. So they have it. It's just that you have to think about this idea of the Chachmei Yisrael. It is an institution, but there's no, you want them to do Yisrael. Who are they? There's no, you can't appoint a person to the body. Are you Chachmei Yisrael? Are you? There's no particular member. It's more of like an abstract body of the Chachmei Yisrael. Like who exactly is in the Chachmei Yisrael? You can't point to a guy and say he's on the council. It doesn't exist that way. It's like an informal body. So therefore, there's like no particular person who can take up the srara of the Chachmei Yisrael. But they have srara because they could appoint somebody if they all got together and they agreed. And they could appoint somebody and then it really would be concretized. And they're mekadesh the chodesh. And they give out the shlichas to other people to be dan hadas navos and to do these types of things. It's just that there's a big difference between the Chachmei Yisrael when it's embodied in a Sanhedrin of 71 people. And the Chachmei Yisrael, when it's this free-floating concept of the Chachmei Yisrael. It's just like two different forms, and the amorphous form lacks any srara in a more concrete, particularized sense. But that body does have the element of srara that they could do all these different things, but just not in the regular way that a regular Sanhedrin would be able to.
It sounds like we can only find
maybe.
The group as a whole can
do. Yeah, that's good. Yes, it's true, but arguably Sanhedrin also. I mean, Sanhedrin for Kirsha Chodesh, you can take three of them and be Mekayesh Chodesh. You don't need all 71. Okay. So maybe you're right. Maybe one it's collective, then it works. I mean, Kirsha Chodesh is collective because everybody's unified by the Cheshvan. And to establish Smicha, the Ram says everybody has to be collective, everybody has to be totally agreed. And the Shlichas is also like something that they all agree to. That's a good svar. I mean, the Chachmei Yisrael, it's like it only works when there's like a unanimous consent amongst them all. And since there's like no particular members, how do you get unanimous consent? You need something to unify them, which would be the cheshbon or the shlichos of hadas and avos, because we know the Chachmei Yisrael don't want injustices. Or if they actually all got together and everybody agreed, literally every chacham agreed to reestablish shmicha, that would also be a method. That's a good svar. But you mean once it's Sanhedrin, it doesn't happen. Right? But once it's Sanhedrin, then you can even get three members of Sanhedrin. They can do Egla Rufo, or they can. Even Kasha Chodesh, three members of Sanhedrin. It's mean that it's like not just a collective body, but there's like individual members too. Okay, it's possible. We're getting a little bit, you know, out of ourselves, but it's a good way to think about it. It's possible. Okay, go ahead, Zeph.
If you only had like, say, like Ame